I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. Today's Wednesday. It's the first day of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 34 degrees.
Dry roads equals good speed. So far today, I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, Roe v. Wade hangs in the balance as the Supreme Court considers a case on a Mississippi abortion law this morning.
We begin our team coverage with ABC's M. Nguyen from Washington.
This case comes as Texas hits 3 months with a near total ban on abortion still in place. Experts expected the court to rule on the Texas case ahead of the Mississippi one, but no decision yet. But the majority of Americans want Roe to stand. A recent poll by ABC News and the Washington Post found 3 in 4 say the choice to have an abortion
ABC's legal analyst Kate Shaw.
If Roe is reversed or rolled back, nearly half the states in the country are poised to ban or severely restrict abortion.
ABC News legal analyst Kate Shaw continues our team coverage on today's Supreme Court case with more background on the Mississippi abortion ban.
For nearly 50 years, the Supreme Court has held that the Constitution protects a right to decide whether to terminate a pregnancy at least prior to the point of fetal viability. So that's Roe versus Wade, reaffirmed in 1992 in Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And the lower court said, no, this Mississippi law is unconstitutional. Under Roe and Casey, it can't be enforced. But Mississippi asked the Supreme Court to consider that question, and everyone was really surprised when the Supreme Court agreed to do just that.
We will be monitoring today's arguments as they get underway around 8 a.m.
Overnight, the FBI and law enforcement searched the home of a 15-year-old Michigan boy accused of bringing a handgun to Oxford High School yesterday and opening a fire, killing at least 3 classmates and wounding 8 others. Bryce Essman is a senior at Oxford High School.
I'm sure if you dig deep enough on social media, you can find that the kid may have posted threats, but he was so unknown, I guess, to kids in our school that there was no warning for the whole student body.
Investigators now looking at the teenager's social media activity, including a post to his alleged Instagram account featuring a picture of the handgun. Police also say the boy and his parents have opted not to talk to them.
The man accused of shooting a South Jordan police officer has been officially arrested, even though he's still in the hospital. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more from a story which started last week. Heather?
Amanda, the probable cause statement shows suspect Malyui Vahikite was formally placed under arrest for 5 different crimes, including attempted aggravated murder and aggravated assault. South Jordan officers were searching for Vahikite last Friday in regards to 4 arrest warrants under his name. Police were allowed into the suspect's home, and that's when they say Vahikite fired his weapon, striking an officer in the leg. Vahikite was also wounded after officers returned fire. Both the officer and suspect are still recuperating from their injuries. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
New clues have surfaced in an unsolved double murder in Moab. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda is live with the details. Jacob?
Tim, Sean Paul Schulte told KSL TV that police found new clues in the murder of his daughter, Kylan Schulte. He said the clues were found in the LaSalle Mountains, and he's asking for the public's help in trying to find who might have owned a 9mm pistol.
Any 9mm that was lost, stolen, hawked, or if anyone knows of anyone who tried to sell a suspicious 9mm.
KSLTV reports that it is not clear if the stolen 9mm was the one used in the crime. The Grand County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information on the case to call them. Live in the news center, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our series this week, priced out inflation. Costs have increased 6.2% from a year ago, which is the largest percentage increase in 31 years. That has a lot of people wondering if there are things the government can do to lower that rate. KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin has more.
Robert Spendlove, Senior Vice President at Zions Bank, tells us that it's tough for the feds to do a lot to control inflation.
The Fed has been doing two things simultaneously. They've been keeping rates low, so the message from low interest rates is that people should buy things rather than save money.
The Fed's next meeting to discuss taking action to slow inflation will take place in about 2 weeks.
KSL Weather Now with Brett Benson. With temperatures in the mid-50s today and tomorrow, it's going to feel much more like October than the first day of December.
This high pressure is in control, and this really kind of locks us into place for the rest of the week. And we'll see very little change in the weather through at least Friday. We do have a storm down the road, but it is going to take us a while to be there. This high pressure will continue to be the main player. So that gives us beautiful conditions in the higher elevations, beautiful conditions through much of southern Utah. And then, of course, along the Wasatch Front, we do have to deal with the increasing levels of pollution that often gets trapped in an inverted temperature layer.
Brett did go on to say that our air quality improved slightly yesterday thanks to a system that grazed northern Utah.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.